The annual Arts and Crafts event returns to Fall Festival again this year, bigger and better than ever. AgriLife Extension Agent Johanna Hicks is in charge of it.
The Arts and Crafts Show is where people who make things come and they actually sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people from all over the state of Texas that come. We even have a couple of out-of-state people that are coming in to show their handmade wares to sell. And I always tell people, come and shop till you drop, because it's truly a one-of-a-kind item that you can purchase.
And I can't tell you how many times through the year I say, I wish I'd have bought that thing when I saw it.
That's right. Yeah, if you wait too long, it may be gone.
Because it would have been perfect for this person or perfect for that gift.
Yes, and I'm almost hesitant to say this because I'm afraid I'll be flooded with calls, but I have a couple of spots still available inside the high school, and I can fit some more people outside. The covered walkway, under the covered walkway leading into the high school, is completely full. In front of the gym along the bus lane is completely full. But I have some spaces that back up to the band hall, which is just across from the covered walkway. And I do have some of those spaces available. And I have one or two single spaces inside the high school still available. Now, this is for handmade items only. We don't allow things that are made commercially and brought from a store and put out to sell. This is for handcrafted items only.
Okay.
This year we have some new exhibitors I'm really excited about, but we're going to have the beautiful handmade jewelry again. We have yard ornaments, candles and leatherwork and baby items, lots of baby items, personalized baby items.
I like those fall decorations made with gourds and stuff.
Oh, yes. Mr. Fluharty will be back with his beautiful gourds. And then the ladies that make the stuffed animals using the military fabrics from Navy and Army, they'll be back again this year with their stuffed bears. So we just have a lot of really neat things. And a lot of these people have been coming ever since I've been in charge of it. So they come back year after year. Each year we have some new ones that come in. But I think this particularly is going to be a really good year and lots of interesting things. Do some early Christmas shopping.
That's right.
But it's just a fun time. And that will be open on Friday, the 24th, from 10 to 5. And then on Saturday, it will be open from 9 to 4. And so those are pretty good shopping hours. If you can't come Friday, come Saturday. They'll be open till 4. And it's just, there's no entry to get in. You just come in and shop. What a lot of people do, they come in on Friday and kind of scout things out, and then they'll come back on Saturday if their item is still there, and then they'll buy.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
KSST News.